one of the things that kind of first popped up, and I know Amy Gibson spoke a little bit earlier today or yesterday also here, and she and I actually got together and really sat down and brainstormed. I mean, this, she and I teach witness prep for another continuing legal education program. And so we really got together to kind of figure out what were the pros and cons. And we did that in March. But we quickly, you know, after a few months, like really changed everything, because we saw that some of our fears were unbased and things were going to be fine. And some of the things that were our concerns still are. And so we, you know, as far as the pros, the advantages, you know, depositions are in Zoom. So it's great to practice how you play. The other great advantage of it is it's so easy to get another lawyer to jump in and role play with you. One of the things that's super helpful for a client is to actually have a new face that asks you questions just like in a deposition. And so it was really teaching them, you know, how to be an advocate through this technology, but also how to endure the, you know, the bumps and the disconnections and to kind of get them ready for that part of it, which was new for everybody. You know, disadvantages were the concern about the emotional connection and, you know, how to get somebody to, you know, emote through this virtual technology and how they would feel comfortable. And, you know, they're, you know, people are going to be seeing inside their homes and, you know, you just kind of navigate through those things. And, you know, sometimes folks are going to be able to have that human connection no matter what. You know, it's really about how to make somebody comfortable and, you know, talking about the importance of their story. Even in employment cases, it's so important and very fact intensive, but also important to damages. So we have navigated those things, and you know, a lot of lawyers still want to do things in person. And I know we're going to talk about, you know, depositions from the side of taking them, but so far so good. You know, I've been able to connect with some new clients in other states where I never would be able to do that otherwise. And so it definitely has a lot of great advantages as far as access to clients.
Robert, what are your clients feeling about continuing with virtual preparation of witnesses?
Well, it's really interesting because this is the one part I was already doing. And so probably for 4 or 5 years. And I remember the first time that I started using Zoom for witness preparation was one of my tech clients. And I said, when are you going to bring on in all your technical salespeople so I can prep them for trial? And they said, Robert, we're not going to do that. And I said, so you're going to pay me my hourly rate to fly to Detroit and Seattle and LA? And they said, we absolutely are not going to do that. And I said, well, how am I going to prep them? And they looked at me like, you know, like I was asking, you know, well, you know, I have my abacus, right? They looked at me like I was just, you know, totally out of it. They said Zoom, and the only Zoom I'd ever heard of was the kids program I watched when I was a child. But you know, they you know, quickly, you know, all of their technical salespeople were very used to using Zoom, and so for me, I said, you know, for me, one of the things about using Zoom in witness prep is that if you look into the camera and you really listen, which is what it's really about in witness preparation, then, you know, then it's just as good as being in person, you know, at least that's my experience, and much less expensive. And you can work with people all over the country. Now, some of my adjustments, because a lot of the witness preparation I do involves using visuals and Venn diagrams, is I had to get like a really fat marker to make my Venn diagrams and hold it up to the screen. But even doing things that are very low tech, not even knowing how to use the blackboard and stuff or the whiteboard with Zoom, yeah, you can still make it all happen.
Jed Rodriguez, most of us have been taking our depositions virtually, and the courts have been very relaxed about the 150-mile rule and the subpoenas. And some of us think we're going to continue doing a lot of these depositions virtually. What do you anticipate about the rules, the 150 miles, and what we're going to be doing in the future with Zoom depositions?
Yeah, so the Texas Supreme Court is constituted a task force, asking the members of this task force to look through all the rules of civil procedure, all the rules of criminal procedure, and all the statutes that may need to be amended or modified to allow more virtual proceedings. And so I fully expect, at least in the Texas court system, that they're going to be making modifications to allow this in the future. I think Chief Justice Heck has come on board here. The federal system, we're a lot slower around here. Things move glacially. And so I think what we're going to see there is a don't tell me, don't object, and we'll allow it approach, where everybody's going to go ahead and do it. It's not going to be an issue unless the witness tries to refuse the subpoena, which is kind of rare. So I think by de facto, we're going to see the practice go on, and then we'll catch up later, probably 4 or 8 years from now. But I really do think, so we're building a new courthouse in San Antonio, as you know, Melinda, and I keep on challenging my staff here and the IT folks, hey guys, you know, so this witness box, we got to think about, okay, a doc or an expert, why is someone going to pay them to show up to a physical courthouse? They need to be able to come in here either via Zoom or, and then I challenge them going holograms. I want to see how are we going to hologram the witness in, and Michael Jackson is still appearing on a stage. We can make that happen here.
I'm looking forward to that. Elizabeth, what are some of the things that you've noticed during taking depositions virtually that you've had to alter, or what are you doing to make your advocacy a little better in taking these depositions via Zoom or Teams?